7. I'm very, very proud of it.
Are you ready for Clay's Classic 7? Featuring Molly Hatchet. CC7 has Bush.
Should I fly to Los Angeles?
That's Gavin Rossdale.
Find my asshole brother.
I love this Lindsay Lohan. From Philadelphia, Tom Keeper and Cinderella. This stuff is so good. CC7. The best Clay's Classics ever. The roots of Bachman Turner Overdrive. Brave Belt.
You find yourself another way up. Another way up.
Attack, attack. Release the pressure.
Why left?
This is a lost classic from Hard Meat.
You can't stop. Smile as you go under.
Oh. Life stinks without Jackal.
Never gonna stop. I feel the sun shining.
Down on me.
I feel the heat of love's flame.
Down on me.
Classic Uriah Heep.
This is a thing I've never known before. It's called Easy.
You complete me.
Without you.
But just guys, shut up. Just shut up.
You had me at hello.
Songs power crammed on a CD with bad company.
CC7, there it is. A lot of the stuff I've been playing in the last few months on the Dusty Show. Kind of been intrigued with the new metal. Like to stay a couple years ahead of the curve before it gets popular again. Take the most unpopular stuff and foist it out there. Fabio, there?
I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
It's always a weird transition for us, isn't it?
Well, it's not weird. It's good. But we have a few people we'd like to thank.
I would love that.
Jason in Ypsilanti, Michigan, checks in with... what is this? I guess it's like a half mouse pledge, part of a larger pledge. So thanks to Jason.
Thank you, Jason. Very generous. Thank you,
yes.
Jason. And Ypsilanti. I've actually been there. Yeah, it's not far from Lansing.
Lansing,
mm-hmm.
Michigan.
And
yes.
Ann Arbor, where Ken is from. Station manager Ken.
He's not. I don't think he's from there.
Isn't he? Is he from New Jersey?
He went to school there.
He went to school there.
But Iggy's from there.
Iggy Pop?
That's right.
He is.
From Ann Arbor, yeah. Matthew from Lexington, Kentucky checks in, part of a larger pledge, says, love you guys. Hi, Cheyenne. I don't know who Cheyenne
Thank
is.
Thank you, Matt. Lexington. I was going to say Muhammad Ali, but I think that's Louisville he's from.
Mm.
Lexington. Mm-hmm.
Colin in Glasgow.
Oh,
checks
Colin.
In, part of a larger pledge. Keep loving my ears for another year.
Thank you, Colin. Appreciate your pledge, man.
Michael in Topeka, Kansas, checks in with part of a larger pledge.
Michael from Topeka. I believe that is the home of the band Kansas, if it's not Wichita. I think it's Topeka, though. Kansas.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don, and this is a fairly well-known Don in the music world, I think, if it's the same Don.
Really? Don Everly? Who is it?
I shouldn't say his last name on air, but he's in Montclair, and he checks in with part of a larger pledge.
Wow, in Montclair. Yeah. Thank you, Don. Appreciate that. I'm glad you listen. I appreciate your pledge.
Christopher in Brooklyn checks in with part of a larger pledge.
You get those Brooklyn pledges, Fabio, and they're extra special.
He says, I want to hear Clay do the station ID in his most over-enunciated voice, special emphasis on Rockland County. Christopher from Bed-Stuy, do or die.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 FM in Rockland County. At WFMU.org, solid gold hot stacks of wax. We're laying them down, spinning them around, Fabio, till 7 o'clock when Hardy White comes along with a heaping helping of that miracle nutrition.
William in the Bronx checks in with part of a larger pledge.
William in the Bronx. Bronx check it in. Thank you, Bronx. Thank you, William, for your generous pledge.
Rachel in Beacon, New York checks in with a very generous pledge.
You'll get
your premium, as a matter of fact, and then some.
Hey, Rachel, thanks a lot for your pledge. I know Rachel. She's a documentary filmmaker, and we doing a documentary together that's going to come out sometime soon. Hopefully.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Adam in New York City checks in with a half mouse pledge. Excellent.
Whoa, Adam. Thank you, man.
Ed in Maple Valley, Washington checks in with a part of a larger pledge.
In Washington.
Maple
again.
Valley, yes.
Okay, thanks, Ed.
Yeah, Washington is really coming in for us.
Yeah, they like us in Washington, Fabio. What's
Keith,
the deal?
I don't know. Maybe it's the weather out there.
Keith
in Brooklyn checks in with part of a larger pledge.
Thank you, Keith.
Cameron in Warren, New Jersey checks in.
Yeah, I recognize that name, Cameron.
Part of a larger pledge.
Thank you, Cameron.
Christopher in Seattle, Seattle, checking in with part of a larger pledge. Renee in Portland checking in with part of a larger pledge. David.
And Renee in Portland. You're going so fast, Fab.
Well, we have a few we have to thank, so I don't want to waste all your time.
Yeah, but you act like you're just going to keep coming.
No, we need to address these people, good people who have pledged to our station.
What are we going to do when we've exhausted
them? There'll be more, hopefully.
There might not be any more.
Well, then you'll have to slit your wrists.
Slow down.
What do you want me to tell you?
Well, you're going so fast. I can't thank them.
Renee in Portland.
Renee. Now, see, that's nice. Renee in Portland. We've been looking for more Oregon callers.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Renee.
David in Leeds, UK, checks in, and we'll be getting your premium.
David in Leeds, and you think of records like Live at Leeds, right? The Who?
I didn't think of that at all.
And he's right in the Leeds. Yeah. There he is.
I didn't think of that.
When I was a kid, if I'd have imagined somebody pledging to me from Leeds, I'd have lost my mind. And there he is, right from The Who, Live at Leeds. He's probably within a couple of blocks of the venue.
Kevin in Urbana, Illinois.
This music isn't cutting it.
No,
for me.
It's terrible.
Hold on with the Kevin. Don't leave.
Okay.
I'm going to change this.
Yeah,
just
please
give me
do.
A second. Okay. Sing along with it.
1-800-989-9368 is the number to call to pledge your support for The Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon. Comes in every week, does his very special brand of radio, unlike anyone else, on the air. Forget about FMU, anywhere on the air. So show your support, 1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org.
I like this banjo hop, like the hip-hop banjo.
So let's thank Kevin in Urbana, Illinois.
Home of Star Castle and REO Speedwagon. Man, they just keep... And I love Urbana.
Joshua in Seattle.
Thank you, Kevin.
You guys make Thursdays great, he says.
Seattle. Are they doubling down on us, Fab? Are they in us?
Well,
is that the thing?
Well, the thing is, it's part of a larger pledge, so it's possible.
I think they're in us. I like these doubling down. If you pledge for Fabio, please pledge for Clay Pigeon as well, as a way of honoring the duo.
Zachary in Kailua, Hawaii.
Wow. No way.
Yeah, in Hawaii. Please don't mail me anything after my swag. No need to waste postage since I live so far away.
Now,
that's a mensch. You see that?
Is
a mensch.
I think I remember hearing from this person in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of when you think of Hawaii, and thank you for that pledge.
I think of Hawaii 5-0 and Tiki.
I think of Obama.
I think of Tiki.
Obama.
Like you know, like volcano drinks. And
is
and stuff like that,
that big singer guy, Israel, is. Yeah, he died, I think. Yeah. And Don Ho.
Don Ho, yes.
And the aluminum dome. The Kaiser
right.
Aluminum Dome.
I don't know if it's still there. That's a cool thing.
Where Arthur Lyman recorded
yes,
a lot of it. You know about that?
Absolutely. I have that record.
No, after I put it up online.
No,
don't
no.
Try to,
I have that record.
I don't care. You forgot about the aluminum. Don't try to act like you remember the aluminum. I hate you, man.
Rob in Savannah, Georgia, checks in with part of a larger pledge.
Thanks,
Rob.
Have you been to Savannah?
No.
Or Charleston, where they have
the
Spanish moss.
Yes, I've driven through it. I haven't stayed there. But
and who was in Savannah?
Rob.
Rob in Savannah. Thank you, Rob, very much. Thank you.
Tim in Philadelphia checks in with part of a large
Is that our Tim?
No.
In
Tim,
Philadelphia.
Have you pledged, Tim?
Have you pledged?
Tim in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Now, do they still have the Rocky statue there, or did they move it? I've heard varying reports.
I don't know if they do or not.
Have you seen it? I played in Philadelphia in the old days at Dobbs, I think, on South Street with the horses, cops on the horses on cop back, the cops on horseback.
Was this where you had to wear rubber?
I always wear rubber. Fabio.
Emily in Vermont? Is it Barry?
B-A-R-R-E?
Yeah.
Yes, Barry.
Barry, Vermont.
Yeah, Emily. See Emily play. Oh. Yeah, wasn't that Syd Barrett?
Yes, it was.
I see, Emily, thank you. And Barry in Vermont, you said?
Yes.
I love Vermont. I'd especially love to hear from Brattleboro or Putney or Stowe, any of those towns. I was just in Vermont.
Matt. Springfield, Virginia.
Yeah, there he is. Maybe Virginia. The number one FMU listener. Yes. Certainly a luminary on the Aki playlist, a heavy player. I love Matt from Springfield. Matt, thank you, man. I'm hugging you. I'm radio hugging you right now.
Sean in Butler, New Jersey checks in.
Sean?
In Butler.
In Butler. Where's Butler?
I'm not sure.
I'm loving this.
Yeah.
This together.
It's horrible. Bob in, let's see.
Wait, who was in, what was the last one? Not Enough Love was given.
Sean. Sean. In Butler, New Jersey.
Thank you, Sean. Okay. Sean, getting it on with the pledge. Gonna drive a wedge through the people's hearts. Gonna show them where to start. Gonna pick up a phone, show them he's not alone. There's a lot of pledges out there. Fabio wanna be pledging to me, but they don't know the number, you see. So give it to him.
1-800-989-9368.
Do it in rhythm, Fabio. Give you another chance. Go. Go, Fabio, do it.
1-800-989-9368.
WFMU.org. It's going to be great. WFMU.org. Don't blame it on me if the pledges don't come in. Fabio got no rhythm.
Thursdays is a winner day. Clay is a big part of that, says Bob in Jersey City. Oh, my God. He's scratching. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Clay Pigeon is scratching. I can't believe it. Wow.
Did you like it?
No.
Okay.
Bob in Jersey City.
Oh, Bob.
So I already mentioned it, but you didn't catch that.
Bob in Jersey City, right here at home. This is your hometown station. Do you ever think about that, Fabio? I feel like we serve this community.
We do.
First and foremost.
Absolutely, we do. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Who's the mayor? It's not Healy anymore,
well,
right?
Well, I don't live here, so I'm not really that
And we're not tuned in to who's running the show.
No. Thursdays is a winner day, he says. Clay is a big part of that.
And that was Bob?
That was Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
He really likes you.
Yeah.
I don't understand exactly why, but Corey in Decatur, Indiana, checks
See,
in.
That's Corey of the same
yes,
Corey
yes,
M.
Yes, I know.
And now he's doing it with me.
Yeah.
And I hope there's more of them, Corey. Just keep them coming, man.
Christy in Brooklyn checks in.
Christy. I wish it was Chris. That's Christy?
Christy, yeah.
It's a woman.
I think so.
Christy.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you so much,
And that's a very
Christy.
Generous three-digit pledge. Says, Dusty is my favorite DJ in all the land, love you mucho.
Ah, thank you, Christy.
It's Clay Pigeon, the Dusty Show, but hey, she's well meant.
Thank you, Christy. Yes. I appreciate your pledge.
Greg in Jackson, Michigan.
Jackson, Michigan. That's in the Lansing area, I think. Greg, thank you, man. Michigan representing the hand, Fabio. It's all about the hand. Where do you live?
Speak
on
to the
hand.
Hand.
That's what they say.
Kenzo, our own Kenzo, checks in again. The only thing better than Fabio and Clay Pigeon is Clay Pigeon and Fabio. I look forward to even more super permutations.
Kenzo admonished me last week.
For what? What did you do?
When I sent out my mailer to all the mailing list, I didn't blind copy.
Oh, bad.
And
that's
he
bad.
Wrote me immediately, and I hung my head.
Yes,
on the,
as you should.
And
as
when
should.
Kenzo is angry, which is rare.
Yeah. Boy, you got to watch out.
You watch out.
You're lucky he didn't, like, throttle you.
He doesn't play.
No. He's a serious dude.
Kenzo, I love you, man. You've always had my back all these years.
Mark in Washington, D.C. D.C. is so in both of you, he says.
D.C. is, and that was Mark?
Mark, yes.
In D.C. I got to make a decision here. What do we want, the hip-hop drums or the banjo?
I don't want either one.
My wife's going to be like, that music sucked. Yeah.
And she's right.
Is your wife honest with you about
Absolutely,
the show?
Yeah. She's like, trashes
I love Kirsten, and she loves FMU and even the Dusty Show, but she will let me know when the music is not happening in the background.
Well, in my case, it's pretty often, you know. It's like really regular.
I miss my march music.
We're at 48%. No, we're at 48%.
But I mean, are we out of pledgers?
Yes, that's it. We're done.
Okay.
1-800-989-9368. We need more pledges right now. We're only at our halfway mark for our goal.
So
not even halfway mark.
Let's give them a little taste of what's been on the show. Just a little.
Do you want to give away one of these prizes?
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Fabio. And that's Bridget back there, right? Bridget, how you doing? Let Bridget say something on the mic, please, Bridget. Please tell them to pledge. It's Bryce's Bridget. She's her own woman. But she and Bryce are an item. Everybody knows it. And if we could get Bridget to just come and say something to womankind. Fabio, I need to connect with women out there, and I'm not confident with you on the mic that you can reach that demographic today.
I'm just writing down the winner here. Sean in Butler gets the Joe Bryath CD.
Oh, nice.
I hope that he likes that.
Oh, I know he will. Thank you, Sean, for your pledge, and congratulations on the Joe Bryath victory.
Yes.
Look at these nice volunteers out there. Now, what can we give away next?
Well, you've got the Bob Dylan 30th Anniversary Collection DVD.
That's like
Blu-ray,
a super prize.
Or the Scott Walker Son O Soused CD.
And that's Governor Scott Walker from
Wisconsin. No. It's Scott Walker, the singer of the Walker Brothers fame.
Man.
And Son O, the... you know,
the
black
old
metal.
Blues singer.
No, Son O, not
Son House.
Not Son House.
With Scott,
Son
Governor
O.
Scott Walker.
No.
At the playing field is level. We all understand that.
This
the playing field is level.
This kind of comedy approach is very 60s style, you know, that whole like.
Laughing?
Yeah, well,
now,
yeah.
Now, is that, are you caught up?
I got
are these
a couple
the only,
more.
Okay, a couple
Just
more.
Two more.
Stretch them out, Fabio.
You got Corey again.
See,
in
Corey M
wow.
coming through.
Wow.
Thank you, Corey. I love that.
And Fredericks again.
Fredericks,
he says,
man.
Keep flapping, Pigeon.
I have known Fredericks since I was on WMNF in Tampa with a show called Mondo Eclectica years ago. And Fredericks listened then, and he's followed all these years, and he come over to WFMU. Great guy there in Newport Richey. Fredericks, man, I miss you, man. Thank you for your pledge,
Thanks,
brother.
Thanks, Fredericks. And that's it. That's all.
The phone's ringing, though. Let's give them a little taste and come back in a couple minutes and kick this thing back into gear. Okay, Fab?
Okay, sure.
You take a breath, and we'll be right back.
I think if there's a problem, I think if teachers had licenses with guns in school, I mean, who really, you would be able to protect your students in a classroom. So I'm totally pro-gun. If you take guns from people that use them safely, they will make them. Yeah, and you can make a bomb, you can kill anyone. If you want to kill someone, you're going to kill them, regardless of if it's a gun, a bomb, a knife.
I know, I like guns.
You like them.
I'm pro-gun, because I think you need to be able to protect yourself, and I don't know if I necessarily agree with having teachers have them, but I'm afraid that the kids will get them, but I think that you should have them in your house if you want.
What's your message of peace and love to America, to Germany, to people all over the world on this frosty January
night? My message of peace and love to everybody is every Thursday, listen to the Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon. It's an inspiration to me.
See, they like me. They like this banjo. Do you like this banjo? Tell them you like it. Sing it with me. Sing it.
Run from Alabama. Run a banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana.
See, you knew it.
My true love for me.
Hold on, I'm putting it on again.
You're doing this just to torture me.
Whether it was dry.
Actually, I like the sound of it.
Sun so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry.
201-209-9368.
I called him Larry. I've only met you 17 times. Right. And can I hug you, man?
Yeah, but you're so far away.
I can bend over. Hold on.
I love you, brother.
Iklibidi. We're about... Oh, I come from Alabama with the banjo on my knee. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Come on, clap along. Let's have fun, you guys. It's the Dusty Show.
Friends, don't let your friends clap on 1 and 3.
Can you sing this in German? No, just right on the 1 and 3.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me.
No, but no.
Alabama, mit the banjo und mein Nicken Klapper.
Fabio, that was your buddy.
Yeah, that's Alex.
From what
Alex
band?
And Danielle from Einstürzes and the Neubauten and Crime in the City Solution. And
I glommed onto your guests, didn't I?
Was good.
I took your famous guest and glommed them right over to the
famous
Dusty
guests.
Show. Ken said they're really famous. They're like...
Neubauten?
They're
they're
Depeche Mode or something over there.
They're pretty huge, yeah.
Hey, who's out there? Is there new volunteers?
No, Jeff's out there. No other volunteers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A new volunteer.
It's from the Marymount College. Yeah, yeah.
What's your name?
Hillary.
Yeah. That's Hillary.
Yeah. And I hear phones ringing. 800-989-9368, you guys.
We have two people to thank.
That's good. Two is better than none.
Robert in Willits, California checks in. Dusty, they mean Clay, and Fabio together. Who could laugh for anything more? Love you guys. FMU equals daily. Fabio and Dusty equals Thursdays. Bryce equals Fridays. Never imagined radio could be so good.
You ever heard of Willits?
No.
Doesn't it sound like... California's a big state, Fabio.
It is, very big.
There's some lonely outposts out there.
Yes.
That sounds like up in some lonely, 40 miles... east of Bakersfield or something, just
that
out
sounds
there.
Sounds like the makings of a song.
Yeah,
right there.
They have Mr. Donut.
Mr. Donut,
and not
yes.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Boss checks in from Utrecht.
It wouldn't be a marathon without Boss.
Yes, hurried back home to drop my dime. Have a good marathon show. Clay, best wishes, Boss.
Boss, you are the greatest, and WFMU...
You'll be getting your premium,
Boss is in us, and we are in you, Boss.
John in Cheektowaga. New York.
Where's Cheektowaga?
That's
such
be central New York.
Such
somewhere.
A Native American kind of name. And his name was John?
John, yeah.
John in Cheektowaga. Thank you, John, very much. Keep listening, man.
Thanks, John. Ray in Philadelphia checks in. Keep up the good work, he says.
I love Philadelphia. You know, Philly loves the Dusty Show because we play lots of Britney Fox and we play lots of Cinderella. And those are huge. And some Todd Rundgren, too.
And also we want to thank Chad Papacha.
Oh, Papacha called. Hey, Papacha. Thank you, man.
In
I love
New York.
You. Yeah.
Yes.
Chad is awesome. Thank you, Chad, for your pledge, man.
Wow.
Love you, brother.
Look at that. That looks exciting.
What looks exciting?
Delicious.
The dinner that's coming.
Are you distracted by dinner?
I am.
Come on, Fabio.
1-800-9... Look, the dog comes only when there's food around.
Is that Olive, Ken's dog?
Yeah,
Olive?
Only when there's food around.
There's another one, Fab.
Herb says, I'm in you reminds me of Family Guy when Peter talks to a ghost, then asks, if I walk right through you, does that mean that we did it?
And where was that?
He's from... It's really twisted. I'm not going to read that again. Herb in New York. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Herb. It does mean
we're playing
we did
it again.
If you walk through a ghost, all that ectoplasm.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how is it sensuous
sickening?
Or sensual?
Sickening.
Would it be
it
sensuous or sensual?
Sensual, I think.
Yeah.
I think
walking through a ghost. Which ghost would you like to walk through?
Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that would, yeah.
Why
that,
not?
I would, I don't know who. Thomas Eagleton, I think.
Thomas Eagleton.
Yeah. I just would. The
imagine if
ghost.
You could walk through Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You could take over her persona. That would be
See,
amazing.
I think you
yes.
want to be her a little bit. Do you do that at home, Fab? It's okay.
Like put on makeup and
yeah, just loll,
like,
you know, strut around like for Ruth.
High heels,
yeah,
bras and underpants and such.
You're kind of taking it to the next level here.
I'm just reflecting what you told me.
It was not a quick answer. You're kind of immersed in that. You're so Marilyn. Oh, Fabio. It explains a lot.
We're at 57%, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
We need to keep going here.
Yeah,
we have a long way to go to
please
get to
please help
the goal
out, you guys.
The Dusty Show.
I don't want to crap out today.
1-800-989-9368. We have Anthony in Washington, D.C. to thank. He says already added to the show's total.
Oh, thank you, Anthony, in the nation's capital.
And also...
I'd love to live in D.C.
Corey again.
Corey, keep them coming. Down with
the
sickness.
The wife and I are listening and loving Clay, he
Thank
says.
You, Corey. Keep listening.
Yes.
And that was in Decatur, right?
He's in Decatur, yes.
Mm-hmm. Decatur, yes. Indiana.
Yes.
Okay, we need some energy for that.
Let's see. We there's a call coming in right now, but that's about it. Just the one. So... We need more calls. We need more pledges.
Are they excited about CC7? I haven't heard much about it.
Well, you didn't tell them much about it.
I know it's just a marathon premium, but I put a great deal of effort and work into my CC series, the Clay's Classics. We're up to Clay's Classic 7. This one is totally unique. It's all dig, Fab. It's not analog. These are not old records. Mm. These are great recordings, and much of the music... reflects what was going on in the 90s and even the aughts. This is a great collection of 30 songs crammed on one compact disc, all with a target length of 2 minutes and 25 seconds, with additional material dubbed over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I think people will enjoy them. I know these promos take a long time to play, so I'm reticent to do it. Should we give them another taste of CC7, or do we need
it's
to
up
stay
to you.
Live?
There's one call coming in. We have one person to thank right now. Morgan in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, checks in.
Morgan.
Yeah.
Morgan.
Now, that could be a woman or a man. I don't know.
Morgan,
which.
What's your favorite organ? Is it your heart? You got to be kidney. Is it your liver? Is it your bowels? Are you a wise owl? How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? One, a tahoo. I'm done.
There you go.
That's all I got.
1-800-989-9368.
Thank you, Morgan.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Hey. Tumbleweeds.
Hey. Two coming in.
We got two here.
Hot ones coming in. Coming in hot. Bob.
Folker in New York City.
Folker.
Folker, yeah.
Folker, yeah. See, there's a double down from your show. Folker decided that the right thing to do was if I pledged to Fabio, I really have to pledge for Clay. It's the right thing
to
do.
He says, Clay and Fabio, awesome performance once again. Dankeschön, Folker.
Dankeschön.
Yes, mit meinen Banjo auf meinen Knie.
Is that how you say it?
That's what he said.
The Germans love the American banjo music.
Well, they like country western
music. The whole Americana thing, I think.
They like western, yeah.
Yeah.
Brycey checks in again.
Oh, Bryce.
Yes.
He knows Bridget's here. That's that's why he's doing it. He's showing her. Look at me, Bridget. I'm a high roller. I got a lot of money, and I'm throwing some at Pigeon.
Clay waltzed right
Bridget,
in and became
Bridget,
a pillar of FMU's soul.
Bridget, at least get on the mic and say hello to Bryce, won't you? Bridget's very shy.
Hi, Bryce.
Oh, that's so quiet.
That was Bridget. All right. hey, come
so
on.
So that's
we,
it.
That's it. We're, it's like it's the tumbleweeds are rolling through
yeah.
right now.
Now, what percentage happening. Are we at?
We're at 59%.
59%.
That's not enough. We really need a little more.
I would love to make my goal.
That would be good.
I'm not a traditionally strong a marathoner on the Dusty Show. It's always a tough sell, Fabio.
Well, let's see. What is this person? This is David mm-hmm. in Brooklyn. He checks in. Dave from Brooklyn says, thank you for all the love and passion.
Thank you,
thanks,
David.
Dave.
Appreciate your pledge. Fob, you've been on a long time, 29 years, right? This is actually
yeah,
my...
keep telling me that.
This is my 10th year.
Uh-huh.
It's the 10th anniversary this October. We'll have a special show if I
is
last
that, right?
that long.
A special show.
But
huh?
you start to wonder, don't you, at some points? Do you ever start to wonder if you've worn off a little bit?
I wonder you, every week.
If you've run your race here at FMU.
Every week,
if
yeah.
you've exhausted the... if people
since
are just,
the beginning, every week. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's,
it's you know, it's challenging, but that's part of the excitement. And that's, I think, part of what makes, you know, being able to do a show at FMU exciting as well. And keeps it interesting because we're all on our toes here. We're all trying to do the best that we can. And we bring a very special kind of radio to the airwaves, I think, anyway.
Oh, see, now you look what you're doing. You're getting them ringing.
Well, I hope so. 1-800-989-9368 is the number to call. Pledge your support for Clay Pigeon and The Dusty Show, who does a very, very special kind of radio programming. Unlike anything anywhere else on the dial, I might add.
I can't wait for it to get warm, Fabio. I want to get back out there on the street with the interviews. It's been a while.
We've got two people to thank.
Okay.
Once again, Corey checks in yet again.
Wow, Corey, you're out of control, and
wow.
I love it. Thank you, Corey. Keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Wow, that's wild.
Thank you, Corey, in Decatur, Indiana.
Yes.
And his wife or girlfriend, I'm not sure. Life partner. I don't know what the story is.
Yeah, I don't
is.
Know. Yeah. Martin in Manchester, UK.
Oh, man. Manchester.
Home of Throbbing Gristle.
Is it?
Yeah, I
Manchester.
Think so.
Yeah. I think it might be home of Oasis, too.
It's home of a lot of bands.
Yeah.
A lot of bands.
Thank you, England.
We're,
I love you.
By the way, we're giving away the Scott Walker and Sun O Soust CD. You know, whenever you want to do that.
Sure. You want to just do it?
I could.
And then we'll gear up for the big Dylan giveaway finale?
Sure.
All right, let's pick
okay,
a winner.
So the winner for
the Governor Scott Walker.
The Scott Walker and Sun O CD goes to Corey in Decatur.
It, Corey deserves it. Been very, very generous over the last 4 hours. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it.
Very generous. I'm
very,
right.
very,
yes.
very
thank
generous.
You, Corey, boy, and congratulations. I hope you like that.
If you add all those pledges up. See, there's a person who understands the joy of continual giving, Fabio. You can dump it all down in one glorious wad, or you can parse it out and feel the joy over and over again.
We're at 62%, and we really need some massive, like, Y3Ks and things like that to come in.
Is that the only way it's going to happen,
well,
realistically?
We've got 20 minutes. You know, I mean, if we get a few house pledges, that would be good. You know, Mouse of Today pledges, that could do it.
I wonder sometimes, Fab, not to be a downer. But
No, I think you can do it.
I've got the check field going on here, and it's making me a little more reflective, calming me
62%.
Down.
62%.
In we some have... ways, I've let him down this year.
No,
Fabio,
you haven't. Kevin in Portland says otherwise. He checks in with a generous pledge.
Really? Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you worry that you've let him down somehow, don't you? I mean, I haven't been out on the street as much, haven't done the... You know, the old Occupy days, you look back at the glory years and you question yourself. I've been in the studio a lot goofing off with you, Fob, and just having fun here playing some music. I don't know.
Well, you know, sometimes it is challenging.
This is where you
look.
But,
you know, I'll say this. We have one more prize to give away.
Okay.
The Bob Dylan 30th Anniversary Collection.
That is a nice prize.
And... yeah, that'll be given away at the end of the show.
I love Dylan. I just saw him with my wife at the Beacon Theater not too long ago, and was very lucky because you read about the shows you go see afterwards, and it said it was one of his best in a long, long time.
Really?
It was a really great evening. Yeah.
Well, we have Sean in Somerville, Mass. To thank as well.
Sean.
Rock the mic, MC Pidge. I love you and WFMU.
Thank you, Sean. I love Massachusetts. I love going there, Fob. I mm-hmm. went to Paul Revere's grave.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
I just kind of rubbed on it, just my hands on it.
Yeah.
This is Paul Revere's tombstone. And I just, I wanted to be in it.
Well, you could be. Soon you could have your own. You wanted to be in it.
And I did. I'm in you, Paul Revere's grave.
David in Greenfield, Mass again. Massachusetts, checking in.
Massachusetts.
Pigeonaires of the world, unite.
Thank you, David.
Tax the rich.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Let's redistribute the wealth. Let's get some
socialism
going.
We're at 63%. 63%. A few Mouse of Today pledges would really help us out right now.
Yeah.
$365 gets you the Woof Moo bottle opener keychain. Very special item for you beer drinkers. It gets you the T-shirt. It gets you the Pigeon 2-CD set, Volume 7 of Clay's Classics.
Oh, I want to mention, on that Clay's Classics, Fabio,
yes,
in addition to the songs that I talked about, there's a bonus CD that has all the little musicals that I've written over the last year. There's 19 of them on there, similar to last year, and they're all written within the last year. I'll play just a little bit of one here.
The ball, Jim, throw us the ball, Jim.
Throw us the ball, Jim.
Jim never shares the ball.
He wants it all.
All the glory, every story should be written about him.
Throw me the ball, Jim. Throw me the ball, Jim. Jim doesn't throw the ball. No.
Yeah, there's 19 of those little mini musicals.
It's like little operas.
Mm-hmm. And the bonus CD that goes with CC7. I'm very proud of CC7. I actually feel it is the best one yet. And I know there's people out there that have collected them each year, and I hope you continue to do so. I think CC7 is going to send you, as they say.
Corey checks in yet again, says, thank Irvin E.M.
Irvin E.M. Thank you, Irvin E.M., yes, on behalf of Corey. And Corey, thank you for another generous pledge.
Yes.
Appreciate it.
We have Joseph in Brooklyn checks in with a half mouse pledge.
No way,
yes.
Joseph. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Joseph. I love Brooklyn too, Fob. You live there.
Yes.
But it's that endorsement, isn't it? That the hipness of Brooklyn. I live in Manhattan, but we see that the younger people with the beards are over there. And when they endorse you, as he just did me, it's a vote of confidence that says we accept you.
Yeah. Does that make you feel like you're a hipster?
Very, very much. Yes. Even at my age, Fob, I'm still connecting with these young people in Brooklyn of today.
Oh, man.
And you don't know what that means to me. Same with Seattle. Any of these places.
We want to thank Michael in Dingman's Ferry.
Dingman's Ferry.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael.
He will be getting your Clay's Classics.
Fantastic.
And he says, love Fabio and Clay both, but let Fabio finish his show.
What does that mean?
Because you come in at the towards the end of my show.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I know. They love you, Fabio. We're very different. We're like oil and water.
And check this out. Boz from Utrecht checks in yet again.
Boz.
And get this.
What?
A Mouse of Today pledge.
Boz.
Thanks, Boz.
Thank you, Boz.
Very generous.
I love Boz, man. Just ever, as long as I can remember who comes through when you need him most. It's Boz. Look at, they're bringing you food, Fabio. You got work to do here, man.
Yeah,
I don't want to see you eating that food.
I didn't expect that. Thanks,
for 16
Jeff.
More minutes. Thank you, Boz. Appreciate it. Here's something else. Let me turn up this music. This is Checkfield, Fabio.
MTA Tony checks in.
No way.
Yeah. He's been a listener since 1967.
I know. I haven't seen Tony this
1967, 48 years he's been listening to FMU. Thanks,
Thank
Tony.
You. And Jeff Moore bringing me some food. And there's Olive, Ken's Olive. Dog, looking at that food, Jeff. Yes. Thank you. Fabio, one more time. Who was that again? I got a little...
MTA Tony.
MTA Tony. Thank you, Tony. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. All right. That's it. We're still waiting for some more calls. We've got about 13 minutes to the end of the show.
Fabio?
We're at 77%, by the way. 77%.
Let's talk about you and me.
What about you and me? What about us?
I don't know. This music just kind of...
Makes you melancholy?
Made me think of all we've shared.
What have we shared?
A lot of time, brother.
All the good times?
A lot of shows. You got your little pig glove on, your little puppet.
The pig part.
Make him say something on the mic in a voice, Father.
Pledge. Pledge.
Not your voice. A little pig voice. Make something up. Hmm. What would it sound like? Your little pig. Do it, Fabio. Don't be embarrassed. It's so nice.
I can't do it with you looking at me like that. It's so warped.
Put the pig glove on.
That's so warped, man.
You guys, make a pledge and say the pledge doesn't count unless Fabio does the miniature pig voice with the little puppet on his hand. The little pink pig puppet on Fabio's hand. So emblematic. So metaphorical for all kinds of things that go on in Fabio's mind.
Is that right?
The pig on your hand, the little pink pig.
What does that mean to you?
It's just down with the sickness, baby.
Mike in Newport, Virginia checks in. I love WFMU. Fabio and Clay make Thursdays extra fun.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks very much, man.
So,
We're trying to get to our
goal here, but we're only at, what's our goal?
79%.
79%. It looks like Hardy's probably waiting in the wings, too. Mm. And my watch is slow.
Couple of calls coming in right now.
Okay.
And we are going to be giving away the Dylan 30th Anniversary Collection. It says Blu-ray here, but then it says CD. Something's not right about this. I'm going to assume it's a DVD.
Here comes another one, Fab.
Bridget in Newark.
Bridget.
Once again.
And she leaves. It's got to be her, right?
Clay Pigeon and Fabio rock and make me LOL.
Bridget. Bridget and Bryce. So cute. We love them here. They're the couple of the year.
Don in Islin, New Jersey.
Don, thank you.
I love the show. Give a shout out to Ken.
Okay, thank you, Don.
And to Ken. he checked in. And Bridget and Bryce. You know, Bridget, I think, met Bryce here as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was actually working the phones or something.
Is it an incubator for love, this place? It kind of is, isn't it?
Many people hooked up because of the station.
You and I became tight friends.
We got it. Well, sort of. Don't get exaggerated.
But it's coming back. We had a lull for a while.
It's coming back.
We got tired of each other.
It's coming back.
But I feel it again. Marathon is making it happen.
Hey, our very own Chris T checks in.
Chris T, man.
Thanks
to Clay
and Fabio for admiring my car. I don't know. Okay.
What does he drive again? He had a cool car.
A Mercedes, was it?
Yeah, some old Mercedes.
Was it a Mercedes? I can't remember it, actually.
Chris T does a great show, too. I appreciate his
our very own Chris.
Politics. Thank you, Chris.
Yes.
The mercy pledges are coming in now.
Mercy
the
pledges.
The pity pledges, Ken called them. But I hear the phone up ringing. It's ringing once again.
1-800-989-9368 if you're in the area. You know, it's a toll-free number.
800-989. Jesus.
1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. You've got 10 minutes to make, what's the percentage now? 82%.
Hey, we're getting
82.
Close. We can do this.
18% we
got to
hit.
And we got about 10 minutes, and Hardy White is waiting in the wings live to come on next, you guys. That's very exciting.
Thanks to Dan in Providence, Rhode Island. I tried to adopt you last week, Clay, but unfortunately someone beat me to it.
Yeah, thank you, Dan, and I appreciate your effort in trying and your pledge. And
so
it reminds me, I want to thank Chad, for adopting me in Oregon, I think, out in Portland. I can't say his last name. Chad H. Thank you very much, Chad. That
he
means
says,
a lot to me. And thank you, too, Dan.
He says he's taking out his frustration on his bank account.
Yeah, it can happen during marathon.
Christopher in Brooklyn checking in for Clay and the Dusty Show. Make Fabio do the pig puppet voice, he says.
Do it, Fabio. Put the pink puppet on and do a little voice. He's going to do it, Christopher, because of your pledge.
But we need to make I'll do it if we make your goal. That's it. That's the only way I'm doing the pig voice.
We're going to make it, man.
And I didn't have to do the jig either because I didn't make my goal.
Yeah, I know.
It makes you sad, doesn't it?
It does a little. I wanted you to. It hurts when you don't make your goal a little bit.
It does, yeah.
Yeah, and we set them kind of high. We think ambitiously.
Yeah, but you know, it's for the station, and the station needs the money.
It is.
You know, we really need the money.
But we get it, you guys. We get that, you know, I don't know about you, but times are a little tighter. They're not like they used to be, and we get it.
Not.
It's hard to make these pledges. So we hope that you can. WFMU. I mean, look at all the time we've given the station, Bob. This is not to talk about what we've done or anything like that. But the fact is we do it because we believe in it. You know, we wouldn't waste all this time otherwise.
Well, where else could we do what we do?
You can't.
There's
nowhere.
Nowhere else.
I tried to get a job out there. No one wants me.
I couldn't even try. There would be no point in
you
it.
You probably could.
No way.
You're a straight shooter.
No, I mean, no way that the kind of music that I play wouldn't be permitted anywhere
else. But you
else.
Could play other kind of music, right? For a format?
But I wouldn't want to.
For a gig?
But I don't want to. I want to play what I think is good and important and, you know, what pleases me and I think and I hope some of the other listeners to this station.
Is there anyone to thank?
Isaac in Glasgow checks in.
Glasgow, Scotland?
Yes, of course.
Isaac, man, thank you. Scotland, England, Ireland.
Scotland.
Okay, you're getting crabby, man.
Matthew in Portland.
You've held up well. I'm surprised you've taken this long.
Matthew in Portland.
Oh, man.
Checks in.
Matthew, I love you, man. Thank you.
You will be getting your premium as well.
I've never been to Portland or Seattle. I've never been to the Northwest.
Yeah, me either.
I've been to Idaho, but only by, like, Jackson Hole. I want to get up. It's on my list, as they say. I won't say that B word. I don't like that word.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket. I don't like it.
Bucket. Yeah, no, I don't like that.
I like pale.
Pale.
The yellow pale is on the CC7 bonus.
We're at 84%, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we're kind of lurching
up. Let's try to make the goal for the Dusty Show. We have 6 minutes. 1-800-989-9368. 1-800-989-9368. Pledge your support for the Dusty Show and Clay Pigeon.
I'm going to play a promo of CC7. You guys got to get this thing. Check it out. I'll just play a little bit
of
it.
Are you ready for
CC7?
CC7's got Megadeth.
The ear starts to rumble.
Mustang.
Just like the Pied Piper Symphony of Destruction.
CC7. Christy and Joe Horton, 9th anniversary, and Hugh Janus. Turning 10. We'd mentioned...
I'm sorry.
I love this Space Hog song, and you never hear it anymore. Now you can.
You demanded. You got him on CC7.
Look at his eye. Why, the man's gone crazy.
Not for everybody. It's for you. Primus Gypsy Kings, System of a Down, 30 Socks, 1 CD.
Wake up! Grab brush and put a little makeup! I just got to fade away!
When
you leave the keys upon the table!
This is New England.
Remember them?
Produced by Todd.
So many songs, 30 on one CD, Fob. I know we're almost out of time. That's why I cut in on that. Clay Pigeon with you guys. Dusty Show all these years, 10 years, and running and ready to get back out on the street this spring and do the interviews that I like to do, talking to people from all walks of life, from homeless people to celebrities, whoever I can encounter usually out there on the streets of Manhattan. I want to get into Jersey, too, over to Brooklyn more. Get out there and get in here. Talk to you, Fabio. I enjoy that every week. Just a little... Oh, yeah, turn your mic up.
Yeah, you have to turn it up. Thanks to Samuel in Brooklyn checking
Samuel.
In.
Thank you, Samuel.
Thanks a lot, man.
Appreciate it, Samuel.
Brooklyn in the house, as they say.
And that's it.
No, we have Michelle in Chatham, New Jersey, checking in.
Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate your pledge. And the phone is ringing.
The phone is still ringing.
Hardy's coming up soon, you guys. We have.
Should I do the drawing for
the... Yeah, go ahead and do the...
You want to wait another minute or so.
Okay.
Corey, one more time.
Oh, man, Corey. Thank you, man.
Did I miss Fabio saying who adopted him? Clay is next on my list. No, no one adopted me because I didn't
You're
put
not
myself.
Up for,
no.
It's not your style, is
Well,
it?
No, I just didn't
you should
put
have
up a photo, you know, whatever. It's okay.
You like to remain a mystery?
Whatever.
3 minutes left. 3 minutes, you guys. There's still a chance. I don't know where we're at.
Jay in Stillwater. Is that Oklahoma?
Okay.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Keep up the sweet tunes, he says.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate Jay. It from down there in Oklahoma, home of Dennis Rodman and Roger Miller in Enid, Oklahoma. Also, the Flaming Lips, the Gap Band, and Leon Russell.
Wow, how do you remember all this
stuff? Just remember it, man.
Stuff,
man. You know what we need? I think we need a... what do we need? Like, how much money do we need?
Well, you've got...
I haven't
you
given
need 12%.
Up yet,
you need, like, about roughly $1,600.
No
roughly.
Way.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Oh, no, excuse me. No, I take that back. It's like about less than $600.
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, yeah,
less than 600. Come on, guys. We got 3 minutes before Hardy.
A couple of house pledges will
do it. Let's do it. $600.
Josh in Leesburg, Virginia checks in. We'll be getting your premium.
Thank you very much, Josh. Appreciate that.
1-800-989-9368. Let's make Clay's goal.
Yeah, just go online, WFMU.org. Maybe we can do it here in the last couple of minutes. Maybe not. If you listen to The Dusty Show, check in with the pledge right now and let the station know that you like the program and what we do here. Fabio, I appreciate your helping me out today.
My pleasure.
It's been fun for the last few hours.
4 hours.
Yeah.
4 hours of you and me.
I wish
oh
we
my
could
God.
Just keep going.
They'll
man.
Just be so happy to get rid of us. 1-800-989-9368. Pledge and support. The Dusty Show. We're almost at the end of the show. We've got this like one. What is it? 1 minute left. How many? What time is it?
Yeah, I think.
Oh yeah,
we're done.
1 minute. Okay,
oh,
we
you
have to
do
give
the Dylan.
Away. Yeah, yeah, we got to do that.
Okay.
So the Dylan goes to. We already did the drawing while we were off mic. It goes to Michael in Dingman's Ferry.
Oh, congratulations, yeah. Michael! That seemed like a really awesome Dylan package too.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Hardy is here. All the way from Alabama, live in the studio. I know you guys are excited about that. I am. And he's got a show, too, right, Fabio? Tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
Where?
Hardy does.
Where?
Yeah. Is it here, or? He'll be saying
he'll,
he'll, on his
he'll
show.
Be, he'll
yeah.
be talking about it.
And that's going to be good. I was thinking it was at Monty Hall. So I guess I'm kind of waiting around seeing if any last-minute miracles came in.
1-800-989-9368 is the number to call.
Thank you guys who did pledge. I really appreciate it. Appreciate your continued support over the years. It's an honor to be on this radio station and DJ for you guys.
You have one more pledge, okay. One last pledge. Camille in Crown Heights, Brooklyn checks in with a half mouse pledge.
Oh, thank you, Camille.
Yes.
Thank you very much. It's very generous.
So that puts us at 91%. That's pretty good.
And I do see a set. Oh, there's Hardy White. There's Hardy White, you guys. And he's ready to go. So let's not take up Hardy's time. He came all the way here to do his show. Thanks a lot, you guys. We'll catch you next week for another edition of The Dusty Show. Thanks for your pledges. Keep pledging to WFMU's Marathon. Until next time, take care. And always remember...
And you're talking to me, Chris. Somebody's in front of me telling me things. They're saying, Hardy, you are on the radio. I said, no, that is not possible. There would be some sort of sign would blink on. And it, well, hello, friends. I am indeed on the radio speaking to you live from, where am I? No, it's Jersey City, isn't it? WFMU. I can't believe I am physically here. I am not just here in spirit. Usually I just send my soul. I astral travel to the station, and I come across the phone line that it rings, and they pick it up, and they hear nothing, and they know that must be Hardy's eternal soul and spirit there on the line. Could you hold for a minute, please? Yes, but hurry up because his body is back in Kentucky decaying because you need your soul in there for proper liver function. I believe that it was the philosopher Red Fox who said, no matter what your socioeconomic station in life, you must engage in scrupulous personal hygiene or you forfeit your right to the collective efforts of the community. And I think what he was saying is, hey, all of us are butt smell. And what that is the odor of judgment. An odor of bigotry and closed minds, which often disguises itself as a sort of a pungent aroma. But what it is really is your inability to stretch out your soul and your heart and your mind. And that is what this station does and what I hope to do on Miracle Nutrition, which is the show of you are listening of too. And that I put some extra prepositions in there for you, like extra screws in an IKEA bookcase in case you lose the one you have. Oh, I'm not going to lose those hex nuts. Don't lose your hex nuts, my friend. Get out your Allen keys. And that is not a political plug or anything. I'm saying this. I want you to, if you appreciate what you're hearing right now, first of all, keep the radio on. That's part of it. Continue to listen. Say, I'm used to, when I'm feeling pleasure hearty, I like to snuff it out. Do not. I want you to continue to listen. But I want you to realize that we are right now, this time of year, so what's this all about? This pledge nonsense, this all this marathoning. Why are you doing that? Why are you marathoning like that? Isn't that some kind of race? This is a race, and we are running away from the Grim Reaper. Of ideas. He wants to get out his scythe and he wants to harvest. Say, I'm going to cut down your originality, all your great diverse musical genres with my scythe. And then I'm going to take them and I'm going to grind them up and make them a sort of flour and make, well, like a tortilla or some kind of crispy pancake. And I say, rather than do that, let us keep this great enterprise going. Let us let our voices be heard. And I want you to call. Hey, Chris, I'm here with my friend Chris, first of all, because this is one of these special things where I have friends and I'm surrounded by people.
Hey, Hardy White.
Oh, Chris, so good to be with you.
Yeah, it's a blast.
I always say that. I say, just in theory, oh, friends, it's good to be with you, when I'm clearly not. I'm clearly alone in a room. Yeah. Here, I'm with people. Now, a lot of them are avoiding me, not for any reason, just they're usually in closer proximity, but I think because now I'm actively broadcasting, they're trying to give me a little room or be quiet or anything. I don't think they should. I think they should let their exuberance, if they're feeling something and they want to make a noise, oh, do it. Don't restrain yourself. Let it out. You want to make some kind of sound, let the spirit come over you and say, sometimes the sound I want to make is, which isn't very good. It sounds like, you're going to be sick? No, I'm just very happy. I say, well, why does it sound like you're bringing something up? I don't know. I'm bringing happiness up.
There's a whole room of phone volunteers waiting to take your pledges. 800-989-9368 is the number to call to say you love Hardy White and this kind of radio.
And the original interactive media, before there were DVDs where you could press something and say, I'd like to see what's Ayers Rock sound like or something, you could travel around the world. Before they had those CD-ROMs with the interactive, they had telethons and marathons and something. And what you could do is to make a ringing sound on the radio, you call it. And then you hear yourself calling the radio, which is like seeing yourself coming from behind in a black hole or something. Oh, you're messing with space and time just by calling a number. And then once you call it, you say, I love this idea. It makes me feel so good. I want to support it. Hey, I buy all sorts of things, little plastic stuff and everything. A lot of it just goes up my nose or in the attic. And by my nose, I don't mean like drugs. I mean, some people stick things that don't belong into ears and noses, mostly children. But as adults, we like to do it. Say, I really miss my childhood when I could shove like a little figurine in my ear or something. Hey, you can do that now as an adult. But instead of a figurine, make it some new idea that you'd never been exposed to. I like to expose myself to new.
Yeah?
Well, hey, now let me finish. Will you let me finish? To new ideas, and now I'm thinking, now I'm getting other ideas because you put that in my head. Hey, say, I could well, what I like to do is I like to see the reaction of those people I expose myself to. No, what I like to do is learn new things. I'm always learning. When I talk to old people all the time, I say, hey, you're super, super old. And they go, what's your problem? I go, I'm getting to something. How do you stay so sharp? And they say, well, who are you? And I go, well, look, I'm just asking a question. They say, I keep learning. I stay curious. And I say, well, I've been told very much that I'm curious. And they go, well, yes, you are. So also, should I stay strange? And they go, no. We want curious in the sense of insightful and all. So what you want to do today, if you want to hear more of me, what makes more sense, more other shows on this station, what we need is we need you to do something about it, and give your blessings. It's like collection. I'm putting around the collection plate, and you know what? You can put gum in it, if gum is in your heart, and a lot of people it is, because that's how they used to keep the stents in that they would put. Now they use different space age plastics and everything. But whatever you want to put in that collection plate, you can put in there a little note that says, I don't believe in collection plates. That's fine too. Also, this is a way of making your voice heard. Say,